as we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you're about to listen to a message by Pastor Prince Laye. Pastor Prince Laye is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Theme for this May edition. When we say May edition, it means that there are going to be other editions. This is something I'm going to continue to do for the rest of my life with my leaders. Yeah. So the May edition is what we have just started. And the theme for this May edition, these 3 days, is the Good Shepherd. Amen. Oh, amen. The Good Shepherd. Everybody say the Good Shepherd. That is Oguanhwe for Papa, the Good Shepherd. When we say the Good Shepherd, wow, we are Oguanhwe for Papa, the Good Shepherd. And we'll take our reading from John 10, verse 11. John 10, verse 11. The Good Shepherd. We are all going to read it together. We are all going to read it together. This is the description Jesus gave to himself. Where asema Jesus Christ ankasa ekandifa ono ankasa ne ho, and say Jesus say yembrambe yet say ono a na chese or expect say yebe yet say sanya yeba be kan yi o Christo ni bia no we any near what say odane. This is what you are supposed to become as a Christian. It says what we are all reading, one go, everyone, let's look on the screen, one go. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Let's take it again. One go. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Verse 12. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd. In other words, the one who has taken over the sheep, but he's not the true shepherd. The one who is an hireling and is not the shepherd, what does he do? Whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep and flees away, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. Amen. Jesus says that I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd I give my life. But there is another who is a hireling, who is not a good shepherd, who is a bad shepherd, who is a bad person. For him, when he is with the sheep, as though he's a shepherd, when he's with the sheep and the wolf is coming, he will flee for his life. He can't give his life for the sheep. He will flee for his life. Later on, I'll pick on this tomorrow. He will flee for his life, and the sheep will be at the mercy of the wolf. So it is what the wolf wants that he does to the sheep. Amen. As a pastor, if the devil wants to attack a member, and I get to them, I say, hey, I'm afraid of this demon, oh, then I run away so that that demon will kill you. That tells you the kind of shepherd I am. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. So Jesus says that he fled away and the wolf comes to scatter the sheep. And what next? 13. Is that the hireling flees because he is an hireling. He's not a shepherd. And cares not for the sheep. Cares not for the sheep. Next. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Because I'm the good shepherd, I know my sheep. Amen. And I'm known of my sheep. That means, and my sheep know me. My sheep knows me and I know my sheep. And that is a sign that I'm a good shepherd. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. So, from this story, we get to know that there are how many types of shepherds? Hello, how many types of shepherds? And every one of you, like I told you, you are all shepherds. Everybody can be a shepherd. Because a shepherd means she ubiso. Muina mwawo. Muwamba. Mutimi shubiso. Uubia. Uufia usheniso. Nachese. Usubitma shubiso amanyankopon. That is all what a shepherd means. Shubiso manyankopon. Amen. So every one of you here can be a shepherd. Okay? The only thing is that a lot of you are struggling to accept the call of God. Nyami frel. Onam pastor prince so frel. But you are running away from it. Okay? But if you can accept it, you can really be a shepherd. Because you are all good at taking care of something. You can take care of your shop, you take care of children, you take care of several things. So God also wants you to take care. So if you are here as a deacon, a deaconess, you are all shepherds. Because in Kofobi, Ebe Shemonsa. Amen. Alright, so we have two types of shepherds. Say we have two types of shepherds. The first type of shepherd is what we call the good shepherd. And the second type is what we call the bad shepherd. See, the bad shepherd. And the bad shepherd is also called the hireling. The hireling or the bad shepherd. Guanchefu boni, any guanchefu papa. Guanchefu boni, no, and also a bony friend or the hireling. And the good shepherd is also there. So we have two shepherds, the good shepherd and the bad shepherd. And you see, a lot of us here are shepherds. And deacons and leaders, we are shepherds over some group of people. And then all that, we may either be good shepherd or bad shepherds. You cannot be the two at the same time. You can either be good shepherd or bad shepherd. It's either say, it's either say uyo gwanche for papa, and now say uyo gwanche for bonnie. It's either you're a good shepherd or you're a bad shepherd. You can't be the two at the same time. And you can't say you are none. You are one. You can't say you are none. It's either you are here or you are there. Amen. So I want us to quickly look at the signs of a bad shepherd. And you see, for us looking at the signs of a bad shepherd, it tells us the signs of a good shepherd also at the same time. We are going to see the signs of a bad shepherd. A day now, a child said, "Obi, a bad shepherd." Ugo nshafu boni. Once I hear the signs of a bad shepherd, that's the opposite. You know, a the signs of a what? A good shepherd. What does he say? The case where ni pa boni, where ni pa papa. In your mebe child said, "Where ni pa boni?" In San your manan mebe child said, "Where ni pa papa?" It's on the opposite. So what does he say? Where we are there, Rebecca said, "Where we are there." That makes him the good one. So as we are looking at the signs of the bad shepherd, the opposite is actually the signs of a good shepherd. My prayer for you is that you will be a good shepherd. I said you will be a good leader. Hallelujah. So now, the signs of a bad shepherd, which will help us to know who the good one is. Ezekiel chapter 34. Let's go and start from Ezekiel verse 2. We are all reading. It says, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel." So over here, he's not talking about prophets, he's talking about shepherds. Prophesy against Ingwanshefono, Shenkum Tiao. Prophesy against them. So today I've come here to prophesy against bad shepherds. And I've come here to release blessings for good shepherds. Amen. So if you're a bad shepherd here, it's either you change before I land on you with a prophecy. He said, prophesy against the bad shepherds, or against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thou sayest the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Wow. That woe to the shepherds, for they feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the flock? In other words, when you come to John, Jesus told us in John. So go back to John. You will see in John. Go back. Jesus told us something. Where we're reading, John chapter 10. Look at verse 13 and 14. Yes, 13. He said, the hireling feared because he is an hireling and cares not for the sheep. That means that what shows that someone is a bad shepherd? What shows that God cannot trust someone with souls is that the person doesn't care about the people. Doesn't care for the sheep. He cares only for himself. That is why when the wolf comes, he runs away and leaves the sheep. If he cares for the sheep, he will stay and fight for the sheep. But if he does not care, he doesn't pay attention to the sheep, it's a sign that he's not a good shepherd, he's a hireling. Jesus says that he fled because he cares not. And when you come to Ezekiel, Ezekiel tells us that woe unto shepherds who take care of themselves, who pay attention to themselves, instead of paying attention to the sheep. And you see, there are a lot of us here, we are more concerned about our own selves than the souls God has committed into our hands as shepherds. How do I know that? I know that by the way we attend to our needs and we attend to the souls. You see, a lot of us will prefer to sleep because we are tired instead of going to follow up on the sheep, instead of praying for the sheep, instead of visiting the sheep. We pay more attention to our needs, what we want to eat, what we want to drink. And you see, listen, when God makes you a shepherd in this house, you must know that now life is not about yourself. When God makes you a shepherd, deacon, and leader, you must understand that life is not about yourself anymore. Life is now about the work of God, the souls. Amen. Say, life is not about me. Life is about the work of God. So you must care for the sheep. Amen. Tell someone seated by you, care for the souls. And listen, God is very, very wild about this thing. If you are a shepherd or a deacon or a leader in any ministry and you are working as a shepherd and you don't pay attention to the souls, you are the number one enemy of God. You think it's the devil, it's you. And that is why it's a son of man, prophesy against the shepherds who do not feed my sheep. They feed themselves. Their time is for themselves. If it is about them, they can wake up early. If it's about them, if it's about salary in their pocket, they can get to work 5 o'clock a.m. But if it's about souls, they cannot wake up and go to Anakazu 6 o'clock. They can't do it. They can't do it. They can't get to the house of a sheep 6 o'clock Sunday morning to go and bring them to church by 4. They can't do it. But assuming they get a job right now and they are supposed to report at 4 o'clock before they will get customers or before they can get something, that one, I tell you, by 3 o'clock they are in trouble. They are going. True or not true? There are a lot of you here who work and your shops, they open it by 4 and you are able to get there. Some of you by 5, you are able to get there. But even coming to church 8 o'clock with your soul, you are unable to do that. Coming for evening service 7 o'clock, you are unable to do that. There are some of you you go to buy. And that kind of work, you have to get there by 3. 2 or something, because in your mother arrived pair, people have to rush. And you see, amazingly, you are able to go. Is it not surprising? You are able to get there, no matter how far your house is. You know when to wake up, when to bath. No matter the issues in your house, whether there's torture in the area or no torture, whether there's traffic or no traffic, whether your children are many or small, it doesn't matter whether there is light off or there is no light off, whether you have iron or you have not ironed. You are able to leave your house by 2:30, by 3 o'clock, you're on your way to Accra. How amazing. We are shepherds who care about ourselves more than we care about the souls. But the same person, when we tell you that, listen, you have to wake up and go and bring AC to church, so you leave your house 5 o'clock Sunday and go and wait for AC and help her to iron and do everything and bring her to church, you say, hey, 5 o'clock, pastor, Don't you know that I have to do this? I have to do some things. I have children to take care of. I have to breastfeed. I have to do this, do that. But you are able to go to work. May God have mercy on us. May God, you see, when God looks at us, it's like, how we care about ourselves. We care about ourselves. Because, Tali, what will you eat? Yourself. What will you drink? Yourself. What will you wear? Yourself. What will your children take to school? It's yourself. Everything about your life is yourself. Selfish. Selfish. But when it's about church, that is where your jonku, that is when your head, your shoulder, your toe. You see, I always get surprised when Christians can normally fall sick on Sunday, but by Monday they are okay. But they have to go to church. I've been a pastor for a long time. There are a lot of people, when they don't come to church, you ask them, I'm sick. But you are why? Because it was so quick, Juma. You see, we are a group of bad shepherds. That is it. We don't love God. We don't love God. We can fall sick, but by Monday, we must go to work. So we are there. And then when they call, we say, But when you needed them to work, that one, they're not Baba so clamoring. Why didn't you go? Oh, because of my leg. Oh, that's I didn't go for visitation. But the same person, because he has to pay school fees, he will know how to go to the shop, how to work, how to go and look for money. That person will go. Even if he has to limp, he will go. Woe unto the shepherds who feed themselves instead of feeding their flock. Who pay attention to themselves instead of paying attention to the flock. Woe to the shepherds who care only about themselves instead of caring for the children of God. The few people I meet you, Master, that thing, Ube Bu or Mumu Jahuan Teno. Woe unto us. Woe unto us. Woe unto us. This is a sign. Say it's a sign. Oh, I'm lying. Is it not in the Bible? Is it something you think I'm hard? I'm not hard. I'm not harder than the Bible. Jesus says that a hireling is the one who flees because he cares not about the sheep. David said, Saul, listen, when I was in the bush as a shepherd, a lion came and I fought him. A wolf came, I fought him. A bear, I fought him. Some of them even took the sheep. I entered into their mouth and I brought out the sheep. I didn't hear because I am Papa giant. That's what David told. So that is why God made David a king. Because David was a good shepherd. I pray that the Lord will find us good shepherds, good deacons, good leaders of ministry, so that he can promote us and make us kings in the world, and make us rulers, business owners, and make us multi-millionaires. But God is looking at those who have a heart of a shepherd. Heart of a shepherd. Number two sign of a bad shepherd, which the opposite is for a good shepherd, that they don't teach the flock. They don't teach the souls. Bad shepherds don't teach the souls. From the same place, he said they don't feed them. To feed means to teach. They don't feed them. They don't teach them. And as of now, we still have shepherds here who cannot even teach their members when they visit them. And if you are a shepherd here and you can't still explain scripture, one verse, it is like you just go there like a friend. That is why your visitation doesn't have any spiritual impact in the life of the people. Only nipa na except boys voice. Oh, ko jako. Come to church. Oh, tali, obeba. Eh, okay, ba. Oh, meba, meba, ko. Eh, nuti no, otumi nya kukudu dada o. Se, ko, meba. Otumi, because we won't say, uye na danfo. Unim si diye, yedi nyam nyam sem, emanu. You can't feed him. You are not a spiritual person to him. You are just one of a boy's voice. Eti upa anu e dim trache o, no ako. Eti every Sunday, oh, ma, sorry. Because ukwa, udini ko ye boy's voice. You don't know how to feed him. Me ma ufie en fe umbe ye boys boys. Me ba me ma unamiasem. Me ba. Se me ba be dimi so ichia. I was saying who se me a shepherd. Your source must know that you were a shepherd. Your source must know that you were a deacon. Listen to me. You see, some of you that have made you new deacons, your people will tease you. People from here and all, your friends, and those you used to play with in different ministries. They are the first group of people. They have to get to know you are deacon, not by me shouting that, hey, call him deacon, so so and so, but how you now give them the word of God. How when they are talking, you can now come and say that, oh, say Bible saying anything. Yeah, but by the time you start giving them the word of God, nobody will tell them to respect you. They'll start respecting you. But if it is just about and you continue that, they will never see you as their deacon. They will never see you as their shepherd. They will see you as, oh, Charlie, one of the people in the church, and they will never respect you. You must learn to feed your sheep. It is the word of God that changes people. Nyamiasem. And on a satra in Kofo, and on a sister in Kofo, it is a oye shepherd, not a unim sedia, yadin yamiasem, asobia wawa, only nufusu. Ubani bear deni, and utina, as at now, Mumubua, Mudin Kofo, Abba, sorry, Mwetu, Mwetibaye, 6 months. 6 months, they didn't know that one cost Rano or Ma, sorry. That is still on ye. You follow this soul for 6 months, and still, if you don't go to him, he doesn't come to church. It means he has not grown in the Lord. He's still a baby. Why is he a baby? Because you are just holding him, just carrying him about, and you are not breastfeeding him. And once you are not giving him breast milk, you are not giving him food, he can't grow. So, it doesn't matter if the person used to be your friend. When you go to him, you say, when I go and visit my own biological sister and the husband, I went there with some people some time ago. What did I do? The moment I say Yamon Paye, she will now know that that is how to make your souls know that you are a shepherd. So, deaconess, when you visit the women or the men, you must sit down with them. It's not on the street. At the same, but I'm sorry, Sunday. They won't grow. You must sit down. You have come on visitation. So you sit them down. Say, Yamon Paye, Sister Kos. Yamon Paye, Brajone. Yamon Paye. Then you pray. Not long. Short. But the moment you pray, Obe Unse Sofra Bafie. Then you give him the word of God. After they finish speaking, what for one verse? No, we did not so. Now they are there. Encouraging. Why then? One man on Yamiasem. One of these days, obeye kesi, obey tintim, obey tima ba, sorry, unkoko dineji. The word of God is what can change people. Can I have an amen? So shepherds, feed your sheep. Feed your sheep. Feed your sheep. It shows that you are paying attention to them. Number three sign of a bad shepherd, a hireling, will be on a good shepherd. The number three sign, they take undue advantage of the sheep. They take undue advantage of the sheep. Now, me can say, I'm going to take advantage. I was sheep. So, you can say, I'm going to and ABC, rescue and ABC. Odi, Oba Shannon, sir. Say, oh, this is the Akos Yechi. Now, Umbra, sorry. And I say, especially young boys, see. Now, say, Obiba, news, Obiba. Now said who have a crape. Now bon shepherd, eh? Now was I see dinner? Uba jin saw china man and coupon. Ubon say on any way. And your father will rescue higher. Undue advantage. Go to verse 4. Go to verse 4 of the same Ezekiel 34. You see, everything we are doing, and that is why God is very angry with shepherds. And says that, speak to the shepherd, prophesy to them. Go to verse 3. Say, you eat the fat. Say, you eat the fat. What do you mean? Woo, Shannon. Now, it's like one who now something. Bring the person to church. You are not feeding the person with the word of God. Now, who did this corner? Mr. Shepherd. Look in the face of the shepherd next to you. Say, are you the one doing that? Because there are still some people among us who are doing some moves. And I can see the moves. You are a shepherd, not an eater. You didn't go to eat. You went to shepherd. You see, God said, you eat the fat. And you clothe yourself with the wool. Udi omusra dienu. Now, udi omuhunamnu akataun. You kill them that are fed. Woman, obi so a shepherd, minim shepherd be away in tema. Obi shepherd the another sheep. Onu fan ten ko ye visitation. All of us will win. Why you say what the shock? You were not here when we were in the class. You were not here. You were not there. One obi a onye shepherd. Ah, still on no follow up on gay. Ah, eko yu echilina. She said. We're not going far. We are home. This one is leaders. So here. You kill them that are fed. One more. Obi a kwa kosho omu. Obi visit you omu. Eh, chi omu ba sorry no. Now why your brother in Christ? Sister in Christ. Now akwa ko slay. It's a sign of a bad shepherd. We can't trust you. We can't trust you. And you see, all those people, we had to lose those souls because of shepherds. If I don't remember at all, I remember about two scenarios. Or no, not two. One of our female shepherds also did that to one guy. And then two male shepherds have done that to two ladies. And they are all out of the church. It is a very bad thing. And if we want God to use us to grow the church, we must stay away from that bad character of shepherds. Because when a nice girl comes on, you see that Mr. Shepherd, you are not her shepherd. You are not her shepherd. You are not her shepherd. Now, Dineti, Janukwain. One of them didn't say one, sir. Just stop you, pet. Not just say. Yeah. Because Miko Kebi, no girl na boy no omu no mu ja sorry. Another one so boy na girl no mu no mu ja sorry. She say boy na baba. Another one so their girl no e ja sorry. Aka boy no also or suspend ya no or sabai 3 times. Why should we do that to the souls that God is giving to us? May you never be a bad shepherd. So if there is, listen to me, if there is a soul, now the soul be di wun cheng, now the ocean has a soul, no, ya wa kono pe, transfer, refer no. Refer soul no. Refer soul no, men di wun di, sheep ni bi wo honu ma. Omwa no mu 10 invitation, so ma shepe no. It is a one kasa no, who a problem ha. So we have to be careful as shepherds. Because everything we see in this world, Solomon said there is nothing new under the sun. That the Bible can be bien way new. And I'm sorry, young boy, I'm say skinny. There is nothing new. First, no apotroka bi akoya sabaye. The same apotroka esaba VWB apenya any round. But just see who ya den apotroka. There is nothing new under the sun. Amen. And so these problems have been there. Shepherds who eat the sheep instead of caring for them. You eat the fat, you clothe yourself You see, other shepherds too, it's not sexual harassment or something. No. Other shepherds, you take their money. Bombusia 50 Ghana. Na wuntina ni paneja, sorry. Because Ujini 50 Ghana went to my farm. You see, they clothe themselves with their wool. That means that Ujusu or mu property, Ujin yoma from say. Some of you have sheep, then you are taking their laptop, you are using, you are taking their this, their phone. You are, if something happens because of you, the person stops church. It's a bad attitude of a shepherd to take anything from the sheep. As a shepherd, take nothing from your sheep. Take nothing. Remember Job BB and UC. Near me one and UC Madi. Remember Job BB and Free Me So because Ukako G Uso Biadi. A chilebino at the assembly bar. Wait man farm manope. An issue will come. So do not be that kind of a shepherd who take things. Oh, give me your car to drive. You have pastors who will be calling their members, taking their cars to for programs. Who the copims is an ipa no timinka. Unika bolleg bends. Walk. If you have, you use it. You don't borrow and take things from your sheep and eventually, you drive them away from the church. So if you're a shepherd, don't be borrowing money from your sheep. Don't be taking their properties. When you see that they are holding something nice, no, you like it. Don't do that. When you do that, they can't even trust you. It's a sign of a bad shepherd. Can I have an amen? Advise the one seated by you, don't be a bad shepherd. And please, I want to beg you, most of the times, you know, when it comes to things about money and property and those things, it can easily happen among adult ministry. So the adult ministry members here, let me advise you. As the people are coming to your ministry and you are starting in Baku and Memeku, don't do that thing. Don't ever do that thing. You see, currently we have lost one member in the church because of money issue. Because of money issue. These people, they were in Eku. Don't bring some to this church. And if you are here, you are in Eku. Don't take any of my members for Eku. Otherwise, I'll release a curse on you. I'm telling you, if you are here, not a penina, you are in that group. Don't take any of my member there. Because I got one member. Nipana nam ne so bae no omuye kweku omukoku weku ni mu no omueja asore no me yashi anipana mbabium adentia because ni partner now on so wa asore we mu entre mes amo se muye in comfort different ba won mo ba ni mini mebili pa omupe kweku to mu be omuma mu sa jini se oh eku obi e fan yo se jina mi powder, come and join. Never go and join. I know what I'm saying. Never go and join. Minimum conform about joining adults in this year. Omuye kuku president. Very soon, Ome Fishimu, one, Ediakum. In Tokobi, see Ope, Ebe Afeki. Ya, sorry, no. Mamu allow Omo, so Yemi Nya, or Yemi Kazio, or Yemi Papa, or Yemi Mamio. Don't allow anybody who will come and introduce a kuku in our thing. Understood? Number 4, sign of a bad shepherd. They don't encourage the souls and strengthen them when they are weak. They don't encourage souls and strengthen the souls when they are weak. Signs of a bad shepherd. Omu yenkophobia. Omu nimse dia yeshe akrano in crime. Emma omumuye ding abra omuye mre. When their soul is weak, doesn't come to church now, as Abrabo Munsem, and they are not able to encourage, rather, they rather go and add more problems. You rather make the person know, say, is the same thing. No. You must encourage the person that even though say it's easy, but nami beye. Get a scripture. Encourage them. Look at it. Everything I'm teaching is in the Bible. Go to the same place. Verse 4. Is that the disease have you not strengthened? You should get the word of God and encourage that person. That our affliction now is but for a short time. It cannot be compared to the glory that is waiting for us. You have to let the person know that God is going to come through for the person. That once we are serving God, He says He's going to bless us. He's going to open doors for us. He's going to increase us. You have to learn how to encourage the person. That is how a good shepherd behaves. So from today, when someone complains to you, don't agree with their complaint. Rather, let the person know, say, oh, me tinyao can I say, okay, me tinyao can I say, but nyankupon ebe yamao. Na mano nyami muasem, na mano examples, usu example, fe mano, na mano who say, you are all running the race, and very soon, nyoma beye fine. Encourage the person. And untila nyankupon ayo ujanshe fuo, amani pa krono ka, amen. Bonsem kese shewadi. And neither have ye healed them which were sick. Neither have you bound up them which were broken. Neither have ye brought again that which was driven away. Amen. You have not brought again that which was driven. That means that, number 5, they don't do proper follow up to gather them to church. Say, neither have you brought back those that went away. Say, Obi Ma, sorry, good shepherd. On change the software, can say, Sister Susu and so. Where is Sister Susu and so? No. The good shepherd immediately usinifie. Say, I didn't tell Sister John Ba, sorry. There. I didn't tell Marcus Amba, sorry. There. I didn't tell Sister Weamba, there. I didn't tell Brafini Pamba, there. Then you go and follow up. God says that you have not gone to bring back those that went away. So a good shepherd is the one who goes to bring back the lost souls. As we are here now, there are over 95 or more people who have not been to church for some weeks now. And who must go and bring them back? Who must go and bring them back? Oh, talk to me. Who must go and bring them back? God is saying here that a good shepherd is the one who goes to bring the souls who have gone away. He goes to bring them back. But a bad shepherd does not do that. No. That is not the confession of a good shepherd. A good shepherd takes phone, calls the person, goes to his house, go and try and convince the person and bring him back to church. Are we going to do that? Come on, are we going to do that? There are a lot of people on your list. You see, the more your pastor roams about, the weaker your pastor will be. I'm telling you. If you want your pastor to be the one visiting everybody, it means that he will not have time to spend with God. And the more time he spends with God, the more the anointing. And when he comes with the anointing, that is how he releases into your life. And so you have to rather push your pastor away to the room, to rather always wait. You rather look for a house and lock me inside. Because listen, your breakthrough is in my hands. That's how God has made it. Since you are here, it is through your prophet that God will bring you out of Egypt. And through your prophet, he'll take you to Canaan. So how anointed your prophet is determining how fast you progress. Do you understand? So you should be pushing your pastor to fast more. Everyone, when you see me, as you eat. You see me there, Anita Mafonsa. Last week and this week, the comment I've been here is not good. But I have to. Amen. Because if I don't get very anointed, my people will struggle. So I have to get very anointed. to the level where even when I pass by you, my shadow alone can set you free. That is my desire. My desire is to see everybody blessed and liberated. That's my fulfillment. I don't go and fast and pray for money. What for? I just want to be anointed for who? For you. Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. So if I'll do you good, I need the anointing. If my life can do you good, because it means that I need some kind of gracious anointing to do that. And that is why you must take that work that I've been doing for yourself and allow me to spend the time with the Holy Ghost. So by the time I'll come out, things can happen for you. Can I have an amen? Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. So you must do follow up. Tell someone you must do follow up. Quickly, number 6. Their sheep scatters around and they are not present in church. One sign of a bad shepherd is that their sheep always scattered around. They don't come to church. Cat me bomb at any time, obit me yom at any time. They don't have any shepherd. But who share in Guaya or shepherd do minima? Every time they are not there, where they must be. But sometimes shepherd go out ching or she share the sheep on baby. Because who study a great kakai will be a very free range system. Free range, not as a shepherd will be a pen or call. And they won't yam be on my informant quiddy, ye be on one of her. Or no, I copen the to ni shepherd. It is sometimes you know near a China and you may want mafia. No, no, any now. Where will me join them? Where will me join them? Means that they will not be found in church. So as you are here now, if you can realize that you have about 3, 4, 5 some sheep that are scattered and they are not around. When we meet on Sunday, they are not there. It should tell you the kind of shepherd you are becoming. You are becoming a bad shepherd. It means you have no control over your sheep, no authority over your sheep. Your sheep must be guarded. Amen. Akra na mi dio ma so won sana e wo so mo ye guarded. Say e ba so we na ti ye hu sheep a che se u yo gwanhwe for burning. You are not doing your work well. Because if you are doing your work well, your sheep will be following you. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, for he goeth forth and his sheep follows him. Okwa ni nwan ni dinichi. So over sorry no now won't go any to do with you, sorry. Over prayer meeting, now won't go any do with you, prayer meeting. But when we meet evenings, your sheep are not there. It's a sign of the kind of shepherd you are. When we meet teachings, prayer, your sheep are not there. Sunday, your sheep are not there. It's a sign of the kind of shepherd that you are. But I declare we are changing in Jesus' name. I said we are changing in Jesus' name. Give me verse 60, Ezekiel 34. Is that my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every hill? Yes, my flock was scattered upon the face of the earth, and none did search or seek them. So God is complaining over here that the sheep have scattered, and I'm going to share no and go show them. They don't go to their house. You see, sometimes it shocks me when we come to church and I'm talking to shepherds and leaders, and I ask so and so over here. And they're like, they don't know. It's a sign of a bad leadership. Bad shepherd. You should know. You should know whether he has traveled or he has not traveled. Even if he has traveled, you should know when he's coming. Because when he comes, you will not know he's in. So you have to know that, okay, we took whatever that bang. So that, Ushep Dena Super, you can go for your sheep. It is your work. It's your responsibility. To know the whereabouts of your sheep. Can I have an amen? Scattering about means backsliding. Some of you, your sheep have scattered. They are backslided. They are nowhere to be found. Amen. Jeremiah 23 verse 1. Look at another shocking one. The woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. This is the Lord's declaration. Woe to the shepherd who does what? So you see that God keeps talking about what will happen to shepherds who are not working. Yaya osepeda. Osori anawe didina wadana ushe movie. Adebi awa breno. Another place na mi reading o. Osi woe to such shepherds, such pastors, such deacons, such leaders. Akrakramo. Who have allowed them to be destroyed. Shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. This is the Lord's declaration. Amen. It is very, very, very dangerous. Tell somebody, be careful. Do the work of the Lord very well. Amen. Number 7. They abandon the sheep when their lives come under attack. They abandon the sheep. John 10, verse 12. I get surprised. I get surprised how shepherds decide not to work again because they have financial problems. Like, who does that? You will see a shepherd or a deacon or a leader, and when his souls don't come to church, and then you ask him, he will say that, because of who problems mean, you know, you are not going to do the work. It's like your life has come under attack. Look, it's like the hired man, where, since he is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees a wolf coming, so that the wolf will cut them. You see, in other words, when his life is attacked, se bibi e atakina, e mani jai jumana ye di ashen in zan. So, for example, se ti kaseman kuya, sa excuse de ebu na bim mani jai ngwaino. Sa waria sem an kuya, ebu na bim mani jai ngwaino. Sebia, bibi tunu, ebi wata asemboni, obie uonifie, and asamti, crisis be fear. Asori negu. Eku negu. Onko follow up biom, adentia, because eno ko ton adeni, anto adeni raho. Onko ko ishenko follow biom, adentia, because ni hunemu kakra. Little attack, the person will not work. Little attack, and the soul should go to hell. See, and if the devil sees that you are that weak, he will always attack you. Because he knows that when he attacks you, that's it. Shepherd in your uncle. I know shepherd be a okocho exams do failure. O failure no reason here. When shepherd juma for some time, I had to be talking to the person like that. I didn't hear because of a shepherd. I was like, I'm a buono. And I will fail here, Samson. And you know, attack now, I banish soon. You know, we just shepherding. Why? Because our choice is now we fail. And it's true. I was recently, I was talking to one of my shepherds. Why has she stopped doing the work of a shepherd? We don't see her. We don't see the way she used to be. After I investigated and realized, I realized that it means that she has some personal problems. And she's discouraged because she has waited for God for a certain breakthrough, and the breakthrough didn't come. Say, shepherd, how can we do that? We have just given the devil the sign that, okay, if I hit this one, obey Johnny. That is why the wolf came and attacked the shepherd. The wolf knows that it's a deep affair with obey Jomo. So quick, attack the shepherd so that he can have access to the sheep. So when the devil knows that, it's about your job, it's about marriage, it's about money, it's about traveling door, it's about exams, it's about this. Once the devil knows that, he will just attack it. When he attacks it, he knows that you will leave the sheep. May you be a good shepherd. I said, may you be a good shepherd. May you be a good shepherd. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I hope you are going to be a good shepherd from today. This sign that I'm mentioning, if you find yours in, you have to work on it. Because a lot of us, is true. Se bibi anko yipe. Unyami sumka. Asori bampo. Ebe some way. The last one. They don't know their sheep. And their sheep do not know them. John 10:14. the last sign of a bad shepherd. They don't know their sheep, and their sheep do not know them. They don't know their sheep. Sometimes you meet about shepherd's meeting near body. One year friend no Regina Amwati. Obia so nimno, but obi na nene bayo. Shepherd bin nene baye. But obia so nimno. This is your coach share registry books, no. Now you check your new who's a nipa na bo. A sim a CBD. Now the hair. What are the neighbors? That is a sign that you are a bad shepherd. You're a bad leader. You don't know who you are. A giant three. A giant number one person. They will be a giant. They will be a giant. So you must know your sheep. And you see, sometimes know their name, because a giant number one is different from your mother. Etu se ye hu nipa se yanko ko chekia anko hu a na se ye nim ne ko follow no na wa yira no no. So as a good shepherd, Jesus taught us in verse 4, he said, I'm the good shepherd, I know my own sheep and they know me. When I come to church and I see a sheep and I ask, why no shepherd? I was told to me who, but as now sheep you can go be o mu nim ne o mu shepherd. When you are shepherding someone, tell the person, me na me your shepherd. Anytime a baby says, I want no shepherd, no, Bomidin. Sometimes they don't even know your name. We say, no, Chremi. Sister, now, Ojin, or Shep, blue and black, now, Ojin, just Onimudin. Onim ni shepherd, no. Onim ni din. And this is Oshishemwa. And it has always, it keeps happening. Your souls don't know you. Your souls must know you. They must know that you are their shepherd, you are their pastor, you are their leader. You are the one working on their soul. They must know you. Say, "Wuna ukra omu kremu, krab an amen." That is why uko omu nchenya. Me pa omu nye friend. Oye friend. Ube lusino. This Sunday, Nathaniel was sharing such an experience. Say, na ojin se, obe omu pa, eno omu beba, sorry. But if obe omu pa, jomu ya damfuna, fido kaza omu mbambum. Yeah, familiarity. And you know, you get close to them, but don't make it so paddy and tell what's up. When you do that alone and you don't speak the word of God to them, you don't pray for them, you don't fast for them, you don't look for them, you don't teach them the way of God, they will see you as one of them. They will lie to you, they will deceive you, they won't come to church. A good shepherd knows the sheep, and the sheep knows him. May you know your sheep, and may they know you. A good shepherd prays for the sheep. It's the bad shepherd, like what we did today. You are supposed to be doing that in your room. That's what I do. You must pray for your sheep. Mention their names. That's why I keep the names. Mention. No one bodina or bompaya man. What bodina or bompaya man. Aye, where Juma? Uni u group us mushia. Namu bodino. Namu bompaya. Mutu weso. Amu benu se. Ah, we no kind of problem here. Namu apua mano. Adia is stopping you from coming to church. From serving God. Then you are praying. That is your work. As a shepherd, if you don't pray for your sheep, you are a bad shepherd. And listen, anyone you pray for, the person submits to your authority. Amen. The Bible says that in the days of his power, his people shall submit to him. In other words, say, open fire. And power is in prayer. When you pray for them, you gain power and it will make them follow you. Amen. So from today, you must list their names and pray for them every day in your closet. Can I have an amen? Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen? Finally, to close with, the punishment for bad shepherd. If you choose to ignore what I'm saying, to do your own thing, and still be a bad shepherd, go home with this good news. That as a bad shepherd, yeah, we have shepherds who never go. You yourself ask yourself, when was the last day you went for shepherding? You were a shepherd. You belong to a ministry or a territory. When was the last day you went for shepherding? There are some of them that we have started canceling their names because they are not going. But they call themselves leaders and shepherds. But there's a punishment for everyone who is a shepherd and doesn't work. There's a punishment. Ezekiel 34, verse 10. And Jeremiah 23, verse 1. Ezekiel 34, verse 10.
Ezekiel 34, verse 10.
This is what the Lord God says. Look, I am against the shepherds. You are praying to a God who is against you. Tell somebody, are you the one? Call the person, hold him, say, my friend, are you the one? Call that guy projecting the scripture. Ask him, is he the one? Ask him very well, the one projecting this scripture. Ask him. You are projecting judgment against your own self. This is what the Lord God says. I'm against the shepherds. I will demand my flock from them. I say, make omo cry if you move. So as I'm sitting down now, there are people God is waiting, keke, for you to get to heaven. He's waiting for you to die. And you say, aha, now, come. I called you to be a shepherd. And when I gave you people, did you ever follow up on them? Did you ever go and preach? Did you ever go for visitation? Did you ever go for follow up? You cared about yourself. What you will eat, what you will wear, everything is about you. It says, I will demand my flock from them and prevent them from shepherding the flocks. I will demand my souls from you. The shepherds will no longer feed them, for I will rescue my flock from their mouth so that they will not be food for them. That I will demand my souls from you. It's a very, very dangerous thing. And you have to be very, very careful. Because God will demand their souls. Number two, God will replace you. God will replace you. Number one is God will demand their souls. Number two, God will replace you. Verse 11 and 16. Verse 11. Nyankopon ebe replace you. Odi also onye ensuro. Nyami be replace you. Odi obi fo fo beba ababe ye. Ame be ye mo wenye wu. Na she se wo heaven be kwa. Because of frena wa fre ono ose onye. We are more busy. Esin akrano. You are selfish. Self-centered. You only care about yourself than the souls. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. See, I myself will search for my flock and I'll look for them. God himself will search for his flock and will look for them. Verse 16, I will seek the lost and bring back the stray, bandage the injured and strengthen the weak, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will shepherd them with justice. Amen. Make sure that God doesn't destroy you. Make sure that God doesn't destroy that thing that is so special. That marriage that has become your God. That money. That job. Just a small job you got. And now shepherding is far away. Some promotion. Shepherding is far away. Some small business you are doing in some one container. So shepherding is far away. Just some small up and down. That small thing you are doing over there. You can't save God. Go and look at medical doctors who are shepherds. Go and look at lawyers who are shepherds. Go and look at people who have tight schedule with that tabletop business you are doing. And you can't save God. And you want God to bless you. Listen to me. You are not wiser than God. I'm telling you. You are not wiser than God. People are more busy. People have 6 children. They are doing masters. They are doing, and still they are pastors and shepherds in other churches. And you think that you are more busier than God. You keep giving excuses. Just keep giving excuses. God says that I will destroy. God says that I will demand their souls from you. It's a warning to everybody tonight. The last one, God will deal with you mercilessly. Jeremiah 23 verse 2. This is a Sunday morning message. Have you opened the scripture? Therefore, this is what the Lord God, the God of Israel, says about the shepherd. Who shepherd my people? You have scattered my flock, banished them, and have not attended to them. Therefore, I will attend to you because of your evil acts. I like the King James, my brother. Give me. He said, I will attend to you. He said that I will visit upon you the evil of your doings. Alas, Osre. Now the men in Amiejuma. Na ye businessman pe. Nana mo. He said, because you have decided, say, akrachi un hiyao. The souls are not important to you. Ask the Lord will also visit you. And when God says he's visiting you, go and ask Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe you don't understand. When God says he's visiting you, go and ask Herod. When God says he's visiting you, don't talk plenty. Go to Jericho and ask how God can destroy the whole land. Go and ask Moses and the children of Israel. When God visits them, he can open the earth and swallow 3,000. He, God, created them, saved them from Egypt, and when they disobeyed, he opened the earth and swallowed them, his own people. Joke with such a God. A shepherd. You are doing the work the way you want. From today, may you be a good shepherd. I said, may you be a good shepherd. So how many have we mentioned? How many? Three. Good. So how many signs have we also mentioned? 8 signs. Number one sign of a bad shepherd is what? Doesn't care for the sheep. Number two, doesn't what? Doesn't teach on church or mu nyamiansem o visit your ma onuko ka El Clasico, Chelsea, Manchester, Nawaba. Number three, what? Undue advantage. Omu taking undue advantage of the sheep. Or your ba none in other. Now I am with ya, sorry. Or a bema, no ako dine chia, no sikansu, no ako jini sika. Now, also cry iPhone pair or so fat me taking advantage of your sheep. Say, oh, was at 35 pair. Then you are demanding it. Next one, number four. They don't encourage their souls and strengthen them when they are weak. Almost souls no air backslide, no my embryo. Instead of saying, we are a good leader, over encouraging, you know, now I send it, you know, rather now. Oh man, if you say, oh, I'm power, I'm brabona, no, I say, I'm a sumna, no, ye. Five, they don't do proper follow up to gather the souls. Omun could do me chinipa number, so your uncle, Jesus, suffers as man, and you can't put no, because then I'm channel at top porridge, no, I'm no better than I say, I didn't see them. Proper, say proper follow up. Proper follow up. Then I go and call you, Sean, friend, only if you, then you come back. Isn't it proper follow up? You look for the person, you look for another time, okay, I'll probably do time back. You do proper follow up. Oko anapano niwa, oko enyumire. Proper follow up. And that's how call your own you way we wait. That's not proper follow up. What you show China unhuna unreste ubabesa kubium sat so be huno. Now wait my the achinaba, sorry. That's proper follow up. Number six. Their sheep scatters around and they don't come to church. Omu sheep backsliding. Say ubi sheep are backsliding, so a bad shepherd. Next. They abandon their sheep when their lives goes under attack, or when their life come under attack, when the devil attacks their business, their school, attack their marriage, attack something about them. Emo mu jai na mi ejuma no as a sofu na e for as a nyamina na e mistake. I didn't think that ejuma ni nkoso and to me the shepherd in it. I don't want to do it again. Their lives come under attack, then they run away and leave the work. Nine. They don't know their sheep, and their sheep don't know them. Omu nimo, omu ding, omu nimo, omu sheep. Nisu huna, omu nim se. When emi shepherd, and when emi sheep, omu so omu nim ni ding. And number nine, they don't pray for their sheep. They don't pray for their sheep. You must pray for your sheep. Say nine, don't pray for their sheep. Let's rise up to our feet. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Pastor Prince Laye. If you have been blessed by this message but have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko. For more information, please call 054-324-8982 or 024-1372-895. God richly bless you.